On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
That's a darn good idea. Hello, Chuck Potter here, reporting for duty. Hello, Northern Nevada friends. It's going to be a great day, and it's a great morning for a radio show. Current temperature, we're in the 40s in Reno, 49 degrees. You just heard the forecast, but just looking at this chance of a little rain later today. Best chance starting around 4 or 5 o'clock. The Nevada Wolfpack has taken on the San Jose Spartans at Mackey Stadium at 12:30 today. Besides that, conditions for the game are looking great. We hit the freezing. Yeah, when is the freezing mark? Get here. We hit the freezing mark, it looks like, Monday night. Overnight freezes. Yeah, sprinklers. Yeah, disconnect. Overnight freezes in Reno from Monday night through next weekend. So, yeah, there's winter. There it is. And the ski resorts will start opening then in just a couple of weeks. No snowpack right now. So what a week. Hope you had a wonderful Veterans Day. I hope that the schools did something in class, you know, like this is what takes me back about Veterans Day. You know, we used to do a little presentation or maybe, you know, like a little composition contest. You write a paper on it. I know Gardnerville Elementary, kudos to you, does a very big tribute every Veterans Day. And this year, they had 36 aged veterans invited to the gym at Gardnerville Elementary, and they put on a big presentation. So kudos to that school. That's hard to top them there. But I hope other schools followed up. I know Carson Middle School did a very nice tribute, signs on their front lawn, saluting some with pictures of veterans, saluting some very, you know, had some very personalized thank you messages from students on those signs. And they filled the school's cafeteria with patriotic songs. You know, I remember when I was in school, we used to have a moment of silence on Pearl Harbor Day every year from 4th to 12th grade. Anybody else out there, do you remember that? I mean, that was along with the daily stand-up before first class in the morning to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. As I'm afraid to ask if that's still around in schools. I think I did, and I got differing opinions about it. Anyway, the lines are open for you, 775-884-9910. In Carson City, running the controls. Hello, Phil. How's it going, my friend?
What are all these buttons and switches for?
Well, you still haven't got it. I say that every morning, don't I?
You do.
Well, you know, Phil and I and Craig Swope, we have all covered a lot of stories this week.
Oh, yeah.
And as usual, folks, I wish you could hear the conversations that we have off the air because we write these stories and we put them on the news each and every day. Craig Swope, I check in with him at like 8:45 in the morning. Phil, when Phil comes in close to noon. And, you know, as usual, behind the scenes, we have our favorite news stories, local news stories that we cover during the week. And Phil had a reaction to the RTC. Well, let me read the story that you wrote, Phil, here,
go
by the
it.
Way.
Go
the
for
RTC it. Wants to change the way people pay vehicle and gas taxes in Washoe County. They want you to pay for every mile driven. The gall with the prices the way they are, the tax prices in Washoe County, the gall to think up another tax here. They want you to pay for every mile driven and not merely at the pump. People are, here's the problem, and you probably heard this, I'm sure, across the country, these electric cars, people are not buying as much fuel because of electric and ultra fuel efficient vehicles, which impacts the RTC. Oh, Phil used the word coffers. I would never use the word coffers. Anyway.
That's one of those words you only hear in radio or television, coffers.
I think that's a show-off word, to be
yeah.
honest. I know you're very educated and everything. I'm not a coffers type news writer. Anyway, as Phil writes, the RTC suggested a vehicle miles traveled tax increased sales tax and more government service taxes at a recent meeting. This sounds like no fun at all. So what's your take on this, my friend? Which, you know, this is refreshing. We don't get to do our take during the local news. Well, I do on Saturday, but Phil, what's your take aside from the newscast?
Well, to be frank and honest, I think it stinks. I am not opposed to paying my fair share in taxes to keep our roads nice and smooth and level. And I do that at the gas pump every time I put gas into my gas-guzzling SUV. But it's also wrong that electric vehicles and hybrids, that ultra-efficient hybrid, you know, the ones that get like 80 miles to the gallon, aren't paying to use the roads that they drive on. I don't think people with fuel-efficient cars, or fuel cars, liquid fuel cars, diesel, propane, or gasoline, should have to pay a mileage tax. That's not fair. That's double taxation. If you're driving a hybrid or an electric vehicle, then I would support a mileage tax for those vehicles. That's fair.
Well, the key word in your script here is merely. Okay, they want you to pay for every mile driven and not merely at the pump, which means the per mile driven is not going to take the place of the tax we pay at the pump.
Absolutely.
Is that what?
Not. That was I researched that. Getting rid of the gas tax in Washoe County was never mentioned, and that wouldn't happen. You and I both know that.
People, desperate people, have looked into taking apart this ridiculous. Well, I still think it is, and I was so against it when they campaigned for it years ago for the RTC, you know, tax thing, and it passed. We voted for it, but. What was I going to say?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Okay. So it's already, we have one of the highest gas taxes in the nation. That's a fact. We really do. And now this is an add-on to cover the folks with electric cars. Now they still get a break because they don't have to go to the pump and pay that tax. It's but for every mile driven, okay, so if this is really aimed at the electric cars, why does a gasoline operated vehicle owner have to pay that every mile driven too?
Right, that is unfair.
No, that doesn't even make sense.
And
I mean,
to put
we already paid our tax at the pump.
To put the gas tax in Washoe County into a little perspective, when I drive down here to Carson City from home, I pass two Golden Gate gas stations. One of them on Golden Valley at Virginia Street. That price, $3.85 a gallon, regular unleaded. The one aside the freeway down here in Carson City, $3.19 for the same gas.
Well, that's why so many people drive to Carson City, actually.
I'm getting my gas here after work.
Yeah. Oh,
I have to go down
that's
to
why
Minden
you do
anyway.
This, right?
I beg your pardon?
That's why you take this shift, right?
I get to go to Carson City and gas up.
All right. We all have our... Okay, well, anyway, it's very unfair, and I expect people to really rise up about this. I mean, I hear constant complaints about gas prices in Washoe County, and what can you do? All right. Some good texts. You know, last Saturday's show, I get wrapped up into the show and everything, and I don't check the texts that I receive and just reactions from last Saturday's show before we go to break. And by the way, phone number 775-884-9910. This text came when I was musing over where a light rail commuter train could go. What could be the best route to solve our rush hour? It's not rush hour anymore. It seems for some areas like 395 and 80, it's always rush hour. But what light rail route would work here? I said, well, I thought up a route last Saturday I thought would be the cure-all, but I kind of forgot what it was. It definitely, I think it had Stead to Mount Rose Highway, and I think 80 from Robb to USA Parkway. I think, I don't know, I think it was very basic, I think. I didn't write it down, darn it. And yet, sounds crazy, but the traditional solution for 80 to USA Parkway would not work. And we brought this up last Saturday because in some spots of 80 on that ride to USA Parkway, you'll see there's just no room for another lane on 80 there in some spots. Anyway, good text here. Somebody writes, no rail, build this road. Extend USA Parkway through to Spanish Springs, across Eagle Canyon to Lemon Valley, through Cold Springs, and around the backside of Peavine to Verde. I can't visualize that in my head.
That would take you through California,
like a spider
though, wouldn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Well, a person writes, it would fix all the traffic problems and cost less than a train. Really? A road is cheaper than building rail? What?
Well, I think he's talking about the average commuter.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And I got some passionate feedback about the Nevada Rancher segment I did last Saturday about how the president wants to quadruple the low-tariff imports of beef from Argentina to lower our supermarket beef prices, and he wants to raise the quota of Argentine beef to 80,000 metric tons a year. Now, this is a local topic. Our Nevada ranchers are not happy about that because Argentina doesn't let very much Argentine beef go down there. Or, no, U.S. beef go down there. Yeah, the price of beef is high here, and, you know, I'm a Trump guy, but last weekend, when he was getting flack from our ranchers and cattlemen, he said the meat packers and the ranchers are engaged in price fixing, that the cattlemen of America are out to screw the consumers of America. Okay, I don't think so. There are other things that affect the price of beef, and one of them is that over the last handful of years, there's been an unfolding and not ending drought in portions of the Midwest and here in the West. And what that means is the forage, the corn, the alfalfa have been far harder to come by. And when stuff is hard to come by, you know, supply and demand tells us that it becomes more expensive. So it's more expensive to feed your cattle. Ranchers have cut back by having fewer cattle, and that has led to the high prices of beef we see in the store. There are actually fewer beef cows. I looked into this further. There are actually fewer beef cows in America than there have been in 75 years. We have the smallest national herd of beef cows that we've had. And the population, keep in mind, 75 years ago was significantly smaller than it is right now. So far more people, and we're chasing far fewer cows as a supply and demand thing. And we need the rain and the forage to foliage to come back. So our Nevada ranchers aren't trying to screw you over. The ranches are trying to feed you. It's just that Argentina has massive amounts of beef right now, and we're in a near decades-long drought out here. We've had wildfires out here in the West, too. And our ranchers face regulatory opposition. You know, we have on one side President Trump wanting to quadruple the amount of Argentine beef imports, and on the other side, the liberals, they really don't want you eating a cow. They think cow farts are going to destroy the planet. But as it turns out, cow manure, yeah, I really read into this. Cow manure is a wonderfully beneficial product, which probably allowed civilization to develop the way it did with fertilizers. And like I said last Saturday, beef cattle is a naturally evolved animal that converts a lot of stuff that nothing else can eat and turns it into a superfood. A beef is extremely healthy for us to eat. It powers us with zinc and iron. It really is a superfood. And we have family-owned ranches in Nevada. I happen to know one or two out in Carlin by Elko that follow humane and sustainable practices. This family, this family, Phil, has a sign in their kitchen that I love. It says, when the prodigal son returned, the father did not go out to the garden and pick the biggest head of lettuce. Y'all know the prodigal son story. I might tell that, you know, one, maybe next Saturday. It's a favorite of mine. But to wrap this up, our ranchers are good people, and they are facing challenges. And, you know, last Saturday I got into the unfair labeling laws imposed on our ranchers by the USDA last weekend about how we, the consumers, us shoppers, we don't have labels now to tell us where our beef came from. But I won't get into the whole thing again. But we got no more product of Mexico labels out there. So, yeah, imports get an unfair advantage there. You know, I actually got a message after, you know, the show that weekend that said, John, I'm wearing Chinese shoes. Why not eat Argentine beef? Well, I hope you would maybe spend a little bit extra, maybe buy some American shoes and spend a little bit more and buy some American beef. And maybe if there's a war or a shipping problem, we'll be able to eat our own food and wear our own shoes and not have to rely on folks overseas. And the same goes for our medical equipment and our drugs and medications and weapons, too. I'm John Potter. Enough of that. We're going to take our first break of the Saturday morning. Phone number 775-884-9910, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 922.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
I lived through the longest U.S. government shutdown, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. Okay, so people under 30 are thinking, okay, John, well, what's the T-shirt? There was a time, Phil remembers, we had, like, every gift shop in Reno had the shirts that said, my mom or my dad went to Reno and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. See, that's the joke. The show's for old folks, okay? but really, about the government shutdown, what did we get? What did Democrats get? What did Republicans? Did anybody get something, anything for this ordeal? It was a deal that gave nobody everything they wanted. And our U.S. Senator, Jackie Rosen, came out and said that the resolution was a bad thing. Maybe that's the root of her problem. It is a good thing that people will get their food stamps. It is a good thing that federal workers will get their paychecks, and it's a good thing that you will be able to fly where you want to go fly on Thanksgiving. And thank you to the Democrats and the Republicans, both who made that possible. And I'm very grateful to the folks who got that done. But I still stand here dumbfounded at these at those like Senator Rosen, who stood in the way of a deal like this for more than a month, inflicting great difficulty on literally millions of people, be they employees of the federal government, be they beneficiaries of federal government programs, or be they the travelers who just wanted to get from one point to another in an airplane. The inconvenience and expense forced on the American people by this shutdown is just unconscionable. Well, that'll happen next year, probably. Local news. This is a story that we did. Where's my script? Oh, here's a story we did. I think I did this Thursday. Veterans Memorial and Roger Corbett Elementary Schools may be closing. The school district held a public meeting on the plan. Students would be rezoned to Echo Loader and Libby Booth Elementary, which will be updated. The board said that would be more efficient in light of declining enrollment. See, charter school enrollment up, public school down. What does that tell you? If approved, this could take effect by the 2027-28 school year. Veterans Memorial Elementary on Locust Street opened in 1949. To honor students who died in World War II, it was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1995. You know, that's in my neighborhood. And I walk by a Veterans Memorial Elementary School. I walk by it often, not far from my house. And I have always always been impressed by it. It's beautiful. It looks like a classic federal building. It's very stately. It's very dignified. And you could tell, well, I think there is an architect who's well known. Anyway, even the lettering looks very classic. I'm reading AI here. It occupies a historic Art Deco style building dating from 1949. It was designed by Nevada architect Russell Mills. Veterans Memorial Elementary, yes, was listed. I got something right. It was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1995 and was deemed significant for its role in the local history of education and for its classic Art Deco style of architecture by prominent local architect Russell Mills. Folks, talk about adding character to a neighborhood. I would really hate to see that. Well, first off, the school district wants to empty it out, and I would like to see that ruined. And what would they replace it with? Another four-story rectangle-shaped apartment building? All right, got to take a break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. This is 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
FM News Talk time, it's 9:36. John Potter, live and local Saturdays at 9 to noon. I feel I have gone through quite a transformation in my life since I met you a little over a year ago. Mr. Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. I think when I think back to how I used to be, I was I lacked a mindfulness.
That's a great one.
I don't have to read. I do have the book. But I don't really have to read it, I feel, because I have that mindfulness, and because of the mindfulness, I have memory. I have memories. I can tell you in a flash what I ate for lunch 3 days ago because I notice every moment of my life, and brain chemistry, I think, has a big, huge part to do with it. So let me give you a wrap-up of progress report at home with your products. Kathy is down to 148. Lost a lot with Fat Buster and Fat Burner. Now, those aren't the only two products, though, she's taking, but those two have been a great, great help. I don't lose any hair at 71 years old. I'm not turning gray. Is your hair formula? I kind of may credit that. I don't know these things. And now Dopexil, which puts me in a very good mood. No matter how much crap there is in the world. I mean, I think the Reno Costco is haunted because every time I go in there, I encounter terrible things. Oh, man. Last time I was there, the credit card wouldn't work.
Oh.
A lady in a motorized wheelchair crashed into me.
Oh, my gosh.
People yell with each other, not at me, but and I, you know, I just cruise by it. I just have this attitude where, you know, no stress, easy living. Now, you've given me so many of the different capsules and products. I'm not sure which one. I think cumulatively, I'm a new man. And so, again, thank you. If I don't say it enough, let's get to your new products. You have testimonials from folks, customers using Dopexil.
Yeah, lots of great feedback from Dopexil.
What are they saying?
So I probably had 30 calls this week, just people thanking me for Dopexil. We had
it triggers dopamine.
It triggers dopamine, which dopamine's according to science, dopamine's responsible for short-term memory. And so what I've experienced and what others have experienced is that not only does it trigger short-term memory, it also enables us to recall memories from much longer ago. And I can remember things from 5 years ago, from 10 years ago,
yeah,
20 years ago in finite detail of almost like re-experiencing it, something 20 years ago, like up to like 5 years ago, I had no remembrance of. So it's just continually improving memory. And so just a few examples of what calls I got this week. One individual is he's the accountant, and he's like, Derek, I don't know if this is normal or not, but being an accountant, you see numbers all day, you see spreadsheets all day, you see all these this data of numbers all day long. And I've been doing this for 30 years and being a CPA for 30 years. And what I can do now, so I can recall an entire spreadsheet in detail of every single thing I was working on 2 weeks ago. And I can recall all the data without having to go back and look at the spreadsheet because I just remember it now. And I'm
this,
like,
this is still Dopexel.
Yeah, this is Dopexel. Yeah. It's fascinating. And so we had mechanics call in, who's always had trouble, working, remembering how different computer systems work. And so they're always upgrading computer systems. It's always new technology, all those things. And he's like, I've always struggled to learn new computer programs. And his wife made him start taking Dopexel for a few weeks leading up to, this 40-hour computer course for upgraded computer system. He's like, I understood the whole first day. They gave us a handbook. And when I got home, his wife told me he read the entire handbook that night. And was that by the end of the class, he was so aware of everything that was going on, he started applying it before he was actually working on cars again, because he actually understood everything. So it made his life infinitely easier. So we have mechanics, we have CPAs, engineers, we have people of all makes, all different types of people, people who retired, telling me that what their grandkids wore 2 years ago when they were in kindergarten for the first day without pictures. You know, all these random events that people are recalling all of a sudden.
And on Dopexel, you say only take one capsule per day. I mean, first off, a lot of businesses, they want to make money. So they'll tell you to take, what, three or four or something, so you buy more. But you say with Dopexel, powerful enough to where you, right there on the package, only take one capsule per day.
Yeah. So
that's enough.
It's a, for a lot of people, it's more than enough. I'll also say people who are dealing with arthritis, I think it's possible that they might want to take two capsules to try to start addressing it. That's what I did, because I've had arthritic feet for 20 years, and it's always been a challenge for me to stand on my feet for long periods of time. And so I was taking two capsules of Dopexel for 3 or 4 weeks, and by the end of that 4 weeks, you know, this is just me recalling it, roughly 4 weeks, my feet didn't hurt anymore. And so now I can actually stand for 10, 12 hours a day without my feet hurting. It's like the other parts of my body are aching just because I've been standing, but my feet don't hurt anymore. And so there's ways to manipulate how Dopexel works. If we're doing a lot of physical activity and our muscles are sore, you know, if we have injuries, if we have health issues, we can take one capsule twice a day. If you don't have any health issues, if you just want to improve memory, one capsule most likely is going to be sufficient. And you can take two. It can be beneficial for people who are deficient in dopamine. One capsule will work for most people, though.
Dopexel at brainhealthformulas.com. For newcomers, what's in it?
Dopexel, it's a tricky formula. So so we have a component in it that triggers the activation of dopamine. We also have components that fuel the production of dopamine. So we have acetyltyrosine is the key ingredient that fuels the production of dopamine. And so what we did is, so we have an activation component, which stimulates the production of dopamine. And we're also providing the component that's needed to make dopamine. So we're not just stimulating production of dopamine, we're actually rebuilding the receptors and the stores of dopamine's production. So even if we're not taking Dopexel, we're going to start rebuilding the capacity to continue making it, even if we're not taking Dopexel. So we build the activation and the repair mechanism all in the same formula.
Dopexel at brainhealthformulas.com, the newest product from Brain Health, brainhealthformulas.com, is Neurogenesis.
Yeah.
And this came, and now when you gave me the sample of it, it came with a full page instruction. there's a lot to read here. Drink a lot of water.
Yep.
With this. You get so particular about making this work at its fullest.
And let me get this out right away. The good news that today it's buy three, get four free on what? Neurogenesis?
All of it.
Except
everything. For the bundles. Not the GLP-1s, not okay. The bundles, just all individual
Every
components.
Product, folks, including Dupexo, which we were just talking about, at brainhealthformulas.com, buy three, get the fourth free. Newest product, Neurogenesis.
Yeah.
What's new?
This is a good one. This is one of my new favorites. So I actually believe Dopexil and Neurogenesis work very well together. I believe they compound each other. And so Neurogenesis, if anyone who wants to kind of follow along with this, so they can understand what we're talking about. Neurogenesis is, that's a technical phrase for either revitalizing a neuron or developing a brand new neuron. And so how we do that is there's things called astrocytes and dendrites, which is like the root structure for a tree or a plant. And what happens as we age is the astrocytes and dendrites, they lose the capacity to fuel the neuron. So when that capacity starts to wane as we age, that neuron starts to lose the connectivity. And so this is how our memories start to fade, is because there's a disconnect between the neurons and the root structure. And so what Neurogenesis does is it revitalizes not only the neuron, it revitalizes the capacity to reconnect with the astrocytes and dendrites and to build new ones. And so that's what Neurogenesis is. What's also fascinating about this formula is it's antimicrobial, antibacterial, antifungal. So when you get something like that that's in the brain, you know, it's magical. There's a tremendous amount of anti-inflammatory properties. I've known probably 12 people that have had surgeries on their brain because they have mold in their brain.
Oh my gosh.
And so if we look at it from an antimicrobial place, all molds, fungus, and yeast start off in a microbial state, and then they slowly blossom. And so if we can disrupt that before it actually manifests, then we can do a lot. And so there's so much benefits to something like Neurogenesis. It's pretty fascinating. And so that's what we bring to the table, is the ability to rebuild those neural pathways.
These are discoveries you make, very exciting, and that's what keeps you going. Neurogenesis, Dopexil, two products we just talked about. Buy three, get the fourth free, brainhealthformulas.com. Quickie yes, no on this new brain health headline in the news. Scientists think they found a way to slow your brain's aging. Learning another language could be a total game changer for your cognitive health. Yes or no?
Can be, yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot of work, though.
It is.
Rather take your capsules. No, I think I bought a couple of books about learning to speak Spanish because I love going down to Costa Rica and Mexico so much. And, you know, us, the folks who just speak English, we pay three times the cost when, you know, we go down there.
Yeah.
It would be nice. Anyway, brainhealthformulas.com is the site, and it's buy three, get fourth free today. I'm John Potter. One more segment with Derek Lee. Do you have a question about brain health or for Derek and his products? 775-884-9910. Be right back after a short break on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. We're in the 50s now, 51 degrees in the Reno-Sparks area. Going to finally be... No, this time we mean it. It's going to get cold, and I think our first night of freezing is going to be on Monday night all the way into next weekend. Overnight lows are going to be below freezing. So you got sprinkler systems, don't you?
Oh, yeah. All over the place. Got to shut the water off and drain the lines.
You got to take Brain Health Formulas products to understand the stupid sprinkler systems. What were the little pegs and all this? What the heck? Can't it be as simple as my alarm clock, you know?
Right. Push a button.
All right. So, folks, if you just joined us, great deal going on right now. It's buy three, get fourth free on every product at brainhealthformulas.com. You've lost count of how many products you have, haven't you?
There's a lot, yeah. We just keep going.
It's like my wife shopping Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
It just keeps going.
Yeah, it just keeps going. I mean, like a new surprise. Let's see what's at the door.
Every other day, the Amazon guy shows up. He's probably thinking, what are they building in there? A rocket ship or something.
It's Great.
The newest product, well, there's there are a couple. Dopexil, Neurogenesis, and the J147, which you said combined with Dopexil is powerful, but you're still working on J147, is that it, and it's not for sale?
No, J147 is available.
Is it? We
released that last week, and so taking neuro. So here's the kind of the ultimate brain combination.
Yeah.
Would be Restore, Neurogenesis, Dopexil, and J147. And that is a very, very powerful combination. What I would recommend is starting off with, if you're unfamiliar with any of these products, I would recommend starting with Restore, then adding in something like Dopexil, and then adding in J147. And then once you add Neurogenesis, if you're new to the products, this is what I recommend. And then adding Neurogenesis in at that also. And Neurogenesis is going to kind of compound everything and activate everything, because it's going to enable our brain to build a brand new neural pathway. It's going to enable us, who people have nervous system issues, if we have hand tremors, if we have an abnormal nervous system like lesions in the spine, lesions in the brain, things like that, we can start to rebuild those neural pathways, which then helps us with memory, helps us with our nervous system, helps us with our immune system. And these things, when we improve our brain, we can improve every aspect of our body as well. So there's a lot of benefits to all of it. Restore is always a staple.
Buy three, get four free, brainhealthformulas.com. Let's go to the phone. Donald is calling from, I believe, Dayton to talk about, ask about some avenues a friend of his can take. The friend suffered head trauma. Is that right, Donald?
That's correct. Head trauma of the sort that a guy who likes to, battle for his dominance. So he's taking a lot of head trauma, and I'm trying to figure out if there's something we can get him to fix his headaches.
Restore and Dopexil. Restore is one thing that I use for my traumatic brain injuries. And so definitely I've had people who have had chronic migraines, and Restore by itself has been able to reduce a significant amount of migraines. So Restore and Dopexil will not only be able to reduce the headaches, migraines, but also will provide the repair mechanism as well.
Well, that's very interesting. Is this a CTE kind of thing, or am I just like fantasizing about what it might be?
CTE, that's a good question. I believe traumatic brain injury, TBI, it will slowly blossom into CTE. And so that's, TBI is the cause of what, and then it graduates into CTE. And so that's kind of the thing, is Restore can reverse all of that. I believe adding Restore and Dopexil. Dopexil is going to add in a stabilizing emotional component. And so Restore and Dopexil are actually going to be able to compound the repair mechanism into someone with a traumatic brain injury.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. So that, he doesn't have memory issues or anything like that. It's just headaches. It's just headaches.
Yeah.
So that's worth talking about.
It will all address that as well.
I've had two headaches in my whole life. I don't even know what he's talking about. But
yeah, it's not fun.
right. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
So you're familiar with that, Derek,
about the
headache issue?
Yeah, I've probably worked with over 50 people in the last year that have chronic migraines, and Restore almost by itself can do a lot. And so a lot of times when people have chronic migraines, there's also emotion associated with that, whether that's anger or rage or depression. And so Dopexil is going to balance out the emotional component, so it helps to also to reduce a lot of that, the headaches.
You mentioned your brain injury, and we haven't talked about that for quite a while, but that's what began this quest of yours to find a solution, because the doctors did not work for you at all.
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with 13 autoimmune disorders and or neurological diseases, and they were also estimated I had less than 6 months to live based on brain degradation. My brain was failing. And they didn't have any answers. Pharmaceuticals don't have an answer for the brain, how to repair the brain, how the brain functions. So so what I was forced to do is develop my own way to cure myself. And so I developed an amino acid complex, which is what drives every form that we have, to enable myself to repair my own brain. And so once I once I was able to do that, it didn't seem right to me to withhold this from everyone, because if I can develop a product, a natural product with natural amino acids that can repair the brain,
this, you want to share. Yeah.
Everyone needs this. Everyone can use this. Everyone can benefit from this. And so this is that spawned the formation of Brain Health Formulas.
Well, I always love it when you bring the deals, my friend. Buy three, get the fourth free at brainhealthformulas.com. So today's episode, we really focused on Dopexil and neurogenesis, and tied in with Restore, which was the first product you had, and J147, which you just posted on brainhealthformulas.com.
Yep. So just for people out there who wants the sale, buy three products, and then the notes section at checkout, type in what you want for free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome, Derek. Thanks a lot. And we'll talk to you and discover more next Saturday, my friend.
Thanks, John. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks for changing my life and at home, too. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58, back in a short while.